Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
WOKV News Time 8:41. Now, multiple sources confirming that it does look like a prisoner exchange that will include Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovitz is looking like that is happening. We'll continue to keep you posted on the latest development as that breaking news continues. Right now, we're joined by Jared Halpern from Fox News. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning. Paul Whelan as well appears to be included in that prisoner swap deal, which is significant. He has been held, a former U.S. Marine has been held in Russia since 2018, 2017. It's been a long time. So it appears that this is happening, and it's a significant milestone here to free these two Americans who the White House has long said have been unjustly detained on phony charges in Russia.
Right. And Paul Whelan, of course, detained for so long. And I know that there was a big public outcry over the fact that his story was not being told until really Evan Gershkovich's was taken into custody. So Paul Whelan has been there a lot longer. So if this in fact is confirmed and if this does happen, it would be remarkable for both of those men and their families.
Absolutely. And something that this administration has said it has worked around the clock for. They have been over the last couple of days very calibrated in the way that they've talked about these discussions. These can happen very quickly. There are a lot of moving parts. This may involve some other countries as well. So we'll wait and get the full details. But we are able to report here at Fox that Evan Gershkovich and Paul Whelan are part of a prisoner swap between the United States and Russia.
Okay, we will continue to stay focused on that. And as you'd mentioned, the administration doing a lot right now in these what can be really considered the final days of the administration. But there is a longtime White House staffer who has announced that the staffer's leaving. Tell us
about that. Anita Dunn. She's been a senior member of President Biden's kind of inner circle for a very long time. She was one of the main architects of his 2020 campaign. She has been a part of the communication shop here at the White House during a lot of the heated negotiations with Congress. She previously had a similar role in the Obama administration as well. She is leaving the White House. She will be a senior advisor to Future Forward, which is a super PAC raising about $300 million for Vice President Kamala Harris. So she will transition essentially to work on that campaign, the next campaign, this coming after, of course, President Biden opted against running for re-election. Dunn was expected to play a pretty large role in that re-election bid. So not entirely surprising that she is moving away from kind of the day-to-day operations here at the White House, taking on a role to help get the vice president elected. But it also kind of signals that, you know, you may see this happen more regularly now in the weeks ahead as members of Biden's team kind of decide what their next steps are going to look like and decide how to move forward in a transition. Obviously, for President Biden, he is under, as Karine Jean-Pierre has said a couple of times this week, a recalibration of his own as the White House tries to kind of figure out its cadence, his schedule. We are told that the president still remains fully engaged, has things he wants to say, will continue to talk to the American people about those issues, still plans to travel, including some foreign travel that they are trying to put together as well. But at the same time, the reality is there's going to be an awful lot of attention kind of ceded to the vice president now as she is at the top of the ticket in November.
Certainly the excitement is building and building and building for the Democrats, and the GOP is a little bit in catch-up mode, although I think J.D. Vance has energized them somewhat as well. We're continuing to see some of the analysis from the former president's appearance at the Association of Black Journalists yesterday. So that continues to be a big story. Getting back to Anita Dunn, she started her career, I think, with the Carter administration. I think she was an intern there. Do you think that if Harris becomes president, there's a place for her in that cabinet? It certainly seems like she has, or as communications director or along those lines, it certainly seems like she has this in her blood.
We'll see. I mean, she's a veteran. She's been doing this a long time. I don't know what her thoughts are in kind of serving in another White House. I know that she's committed to helping get Kamala Harris elected. As I said, she's kind of been a longtime member of Biden's inner circle. I don't know really what her relationship is with Harris. Sometimes presidents kind of want to bring in their own folks, but I wouldn't be surprised if she played some sort of role in the messaging side. She's married to Bob Bauer, who is a former White House counsel, President Biden's attorney. Clearly, a long resume there of kind of working in Democratic politics. But again, you know, what her plans might be after this election, I think probably remain open at this point.
Okay. And I think everyone is saying that Thursday today is supposed to be a relatively slow day for the campaigns, but things heating up over the weekend. Anything to look forward to this weekend on the campaign trail?
Well, we're going to hear soon from Harris about who her running mate is. The campaign has announced a really coast-to-coast travel schedule next week, starting on Tuesday, where Harris will be joined by her running mate as they crisscross the country to several battleground states. So entirely possible that maybe over this weekend we do get that announcement for who she is tapping as her potential vice president.
Jared Halpern, Fox News, thank you so much once again for joining us.
Sure thing.